Hello, everybody. Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. Heavy day, Olympic lifting, power snatching. Enjoy it. It's power snatch triples. So three power snatches. You're going to do 10 sets of three power snatches. You're going to rest 3 minutes between each triple. And if we look back at just dedicated heavy days, last week we had the deadlift and the push press. And then the week before that, we did have Olympic lifting, but it was the squat snatch, not a power snatch. We also overhead squatted, we front squatted, we had some heavy days at a high heart rate since then. So the power snatch fits well, and triples fit very well also. Now for this, as I always say, make sure you watch the other video attached to today, which is entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, Warming Up, Choosing the Weight, Rest Periods, all that good stuff. Probably one of the biggest questions somebody will ask on this is, do they have to be touch and go? Absolutely not. There are some people who their body, their shoulders, their whatever, it just doesn't feel good. They can get the weight overhead just fine. They could drop and do a quick single just fine, but it's the lowering of the weight just doesn't feel healthy and good. And if that's the case, it doesn't make any sense to force it. You will get wonderfully strong and be amazingly fit not doing touch and go barbell reps. You'll be fine. So if they treat you well, great. If not, quick singles for the win. The wild card option, I think people will enjoy. If you want to work some kettlebell training, we got you covered. Kettlebell snatches with the right arm for 30 seconds, kettlebell snatches with the left arm, and it's an EMOM style. So on minute one, you do 30 seconds of kettlebell snatches with the right arm, as many reps as you can. There's obviously 30 seconds left in that first minute. You just rest. When the next minute begins, 30 seconds of kettlebell snatches with the left arm. You rest the remaining 30 seconds in minute number two, and then you rest all of minute number three as well. And then you begin it again. So you've got something set for minute one, for minute two, and then minute three is rest. It's a 21-minute EMOM, so you're gonna go through that routine seven different times. And you choose the loading on that. Ideally, it would be a loading that is appropriately challenging, that can keep you snatching for just about as close to that full 30-second window as you can while keeping good technique. But you choose the load on that, and a kettlebell snatch is not a dumbbell snatch, so if you're unfamiliar with that movement, make sure you watch the video. Scaled option today, we're going to assume that the power snatch is a movement that you're not quite ready for yet. You can always just, do less loading, you'll be good to go. But if you're not happy or comfortable with that movement, the scaled option is 10 sets of your triples look like a power clean, then it's in the front rack position, right? And then you push press it or split your choice, okay? So it's a power clean and jerk. You're gonna do triples of that. So power clean and jerk, power clean and jerk, power clean and jerk. There's your triple. You're gonna do 10 sets of that, resting 3 minutes between each, and same deal. Choose the weight which is appropriate for where you are in your fitness journey, and you're resting 3 minutes between triples. Limited equipment crew, 150 dumbbell power snatches for time. That is gonna be good, but with a little bit of a twist. Now look at the note, it says, with a running clock, you perform 40 seconds of work and then 20 seconds of rest. So it's somewhat of an interval style. 40 seconds, you get as many as you can, rest for 20, and you just keep doing that until you have completed the 150 reps, and then you note your total time. So whether you've got a barbell, a kettlebell, or a dumbbell, it should be a good heavy day for everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. For most of us, it is a rest day tomorrow. Of course, I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.